Hello everyone, welcome back to the 30-Day Ultimate Emotional Eater Journey. I'm so glad you're joining me today for an important and timely discussion. I truly am, thank you. Today we'll be talking about the role of social media in body image issues. Social media has transformed how we connect, share, and express ourselves, but with that transformation comes a double-edged sword, I might say, especially when it comes to our body image. So let's explore how social media impacts our perceptions of ourselves and what we can do to navigate this digital landscape mindfully. First, let's talk about the power of social media. Platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook allow us to curate our lives and connect with others. It's incredible how we share our journeys, find inspiration, and even build communities. But here's the catch, social media is a lie. I mean, it can also be the truth, but often it is a lie. We often only see the best moments, the perfectly poised pictures, and the filtered versions of reality. Womp, womp, womp. This can create unrealistic expectations and comparisons that can seriously impact our self-esteem and body image. Now let's delve into how social media can affect our body image. It's hard not to compare ourselves to others when we're constantly bombarded with messages and images of ideal bodies. Studies show that exposure to these images can lead to feelings of inadequacy and dissatisfaction with our own bodies. Many influencers and celebrities promote narrow standards of beauty, which is quite unfortunate, but it is what it is. They often showcase edited and filtered pictures. This can create a distorted perception of what's normal and attractive, leading us to chase after unattainable goals. The pressure to conform to these ideals can lead to anxiety, depression, and even emotional eating disorders. The constant need for validation through likes and comments can create a toxic cycle where our self-worth is tied to our online presence. I know for a fact that whenever I feel overwhelmed by social media, I take breaks. I remember I took a break of like 3 months from Instagram specifically, and whew, I felt so alive. I was so productive. I was so good. It was just something else, eh? I think I might do it again. Yeah, why not? Anyway, back to the topic. But it's not all doom and gloom. Social media has the potential to also promote body positivity and self-acceptance. Here's how. Many creators are challenging traditional beauty standards by promoting body diversity and acceptance, right? So following accounts that celebrate all body types can help counteract negative messages. And foster a healthier self-image. Social media can also connect us with supportive communities where we can share our struggles and triumphs. Finding our tribe online can honestly provide a sense of belonging and encouragement, which reminds us that we're not alone in our experiences. And that's the importance of sharing this podcast with those who you believe will benefit from it. And more influencers, thankfully, are embracing authenticity, sharing unfiltered and unedited moments. This shift honestly can inspire us to appreciate our own unique beauty and imperfections. I remember when Instagram first started with the filters and all that, the influencers didn't really have to mark their post as an ad or a paid partnership, so you'd never know if they were being genuine or not. But thankfully nowadays we do have that, so yeah, that's good. We're progressing. So how can we navigate social media mindfully? Let's see. Tip number one, we can curate our feeds. Like, take a moment to unfollow accounts that make you feel bad about yourself. Instead, fill your feed with positive, empowering content that promotes body positivity and self-love. It's okay not to follow somebody who does not make you feel good, even if it's somebody you know, and yet I've unfollowed so many people I've known. Well, technically, I didn't really know them, but I knew them. I mean, I knew of them, but they weren't that close. But yeah, you get the point. 2, limit exposure. Consider setting boundaries around your social media use. Maybe designate specific times for scrolling or take breaks when you feel overwhelmed. Yeah, that break can be a few days, a few months, a year. I don't know. It's all up to you, babes. 3, engage positively. Why did I pronounce it that way? I don't know. Be mindful of how you engage with social media. Comment positively on posts that inspire you. And remember that everyone has their own struggles, even if they don't show them online. And that the internet is fake, ultimately. Not everything, but you know what I mean. And 4, reflect on your feelings. When you find yourself comparing or feeling down, take a step back. Reflect on why you're feeling that way and how social media might be influencing those emotions. So, yeah, just take a break whenever you need to. As we wrap up today's episode, I want you to remember that social media is a tool. It can be used to uplift and inspire, but it can also harm our self-image if we're not careful. So be careful. Please do the same way that you wear seatbelts when you're driving or on a plane or something. Please do be careful. Thank you for joining me in this important conversation about the role of social media in body image issues. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit from it, and even with those who don't, who you don't think won't. Ugh. Oof, what was that? I don't know. I'm sleepy. You get it. Just share. And let's continue to support one another on this journey towards self-acceptance and love. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye.